This atrium is vast, but, like gas, it fills whatever container it is offered. Mostly it takes the shape of the in-between, the height above clouds, the pocket of air beneath a bird's wings, whether in flight or stationary. It fills the seaweed vase when it holds no flowers. It is the space between the binding and the cover within the spine of a book when it is opened. It is held and ejected by the sound between lips and teeth. It occupies the trachea, but it does not speak for itself, so it continues to seek out spaces within and without the body. The spacious atrium begins and ends as you walk through it. It seeks the spaces that describe the abundance it wants to represent. An atrium is a passageway of sorts. It holds a space for you, but you cannot stay within its boundary indefinitely. It doesn't always need a physical container. Sometimes a thought can contain a spacious atrium. Thoughts shared by more than one person. On any given surface, there is what's called a boundary layer. In the boundary layer, because of the friction on the surface, the air is still. The wind cannot enter. Because the air is still, it is warmer, and the moisture coming off the surface stays within the boundary layer. This is where mosses grow. You can mark the height of the boundary layer based on how tall the mosses are, growing within their own greenhouse of perfect conditions. The boundary layer acts like a spacious atrium, but some things like moss never leave the boundary layer, and one must have the intention of leaving the spacious atrium. I can't decide whether a car park is the same as a spacious atrium or its opposite. The shapes created by desire lines across the grass, ignoring the paved path, often mimic a spacious atrium. When it's windy and there's rain on the wind, but you find a space around the side of a restaurant where it smells good and you're sheltered and you can imagine being warm, that's a spacious atrium. Inside a public post box is a spacious atrium because things are constantly coming and going from it, although this atrium is more like the atria of a heart because there is only one point of entry and one point of exit. And who knows what would happen if this is reversed.